I think I'm going to be switching gears a little bit and providing a case study of HIA for a resource extraction project, natural gas project in Battlement Mesa, Colorado. Battlement Mesa is west of Denver, over the mountains and on the west side of the state. I wanted to let you know that before we did our HIA, there were several years of work of happening in Garfield County that really set the groundwork and gave us a lot of information that we were able to use in the HIA. In 2003, a natural gas development boom started in the county, and it was countywide, and significant amount of well rigs went up in the county. A lot of people felt a change of happening in the county. And this lasted through 2008 till about the 2009, when the economy tanked and there was an excess of natural gas development, and then there was a bust. And a lot of the rigs went out of the county, and then natural gas, there was a huge economic depression. You know, this didn't happen just there, it happened everywhere, but it was really related in a large part to the natural gas bust in Garfield County. Since then, natural gas development has been starting up again, but not to the point where it was during the boom years. But in 2003, Garfield County decided to hire an environmental health manager, Jim Rada, who was charged with starting an environmental health program. And one of his primary mandates was to address health and environmental impacts of the natural gas industry. And Jim went all out and started all kinds of programs, including air monitoring and ambient air monitoring, looking at particulates, ozone, and VOCs and carbonyls in the air. He also did several special air sampling studies, participated in and assisted with some water sampling, which was associated with some incidents of spills and such things associated with natural gas. He did a whole lot of outreach and education with industry and with citizens who needed to find out more about the natural gas industry, and the industry needed to find out more about the citizens in the county. So he did a lot of work of bringing those two groups together. Also put together a community health study, risk assessment, and economic assessment, and really was laying a lot of groundwork in the last several years. Then in June of 2009, there was an announcement of drilling plans in this community in Battlement Mesa, and this is where our project began. This community is about 5,000 people. It is a planned community in unincorporated Garfield County. It's marketed a lot as a retirement community, and there is a large retiree population, but a lot of people don't realize there's also families with young children that live in this community as well. In June of 2009, after the announcements were made in Battlement Mesa, the citizens, partly because of their experience throughout the county with natural gas development, were concerned about the drill rigs coming in within their community boundaries, and got together and in November petitioned the county commissioners to do a health assessment. Right at this time, the Pew Health Impact Project came out with their HIA RFP, and the citizens got wind of this. At the same time, we at the Colorado School of Public Health were looking at the Pew RFP and trying to decide if we should get involved with an HIA somewhere in Colorado with involving the natural gas industry. And we got a call from Garfield County Public Health, and they invited us to collaborate with them on an HIA. And we thought it was a great opportunity, particularly because of all of the groundwork that they had laid over the previous years. So we went to the county commissioners in January, and we were able to convince them to fund an HIA, which I think is pretty unusual that a county would go ahead and provide funding for this kind of project. Especially since it's relatively new, and as you saw in Aaron's slides, really new in this part of the country. We started right away with stakeholder meetings and held stakeholder meetings with citizens, but also with state agencies and with industry, a whole bunch of different people, throughout the spring and summer, held many meetings. Our contract didn't actually start until May, but we knew we didn't have time to wait until the contract started. And then in July, Pew actually funded a consultation for us to help develop the framework of the HIA. We had a lot of data at that point. We had a lot of information from the stakeholders, and we needed some help to put it all into a HIA-looking package. And Pew really helped us with that and sent us some people from Canada who have a lot more experience with health impact assessment and particularly with resource extraction, HIA. And they really helped us put it all together. We were able to release a draft HIA in September, and it's been in public comment since then, and which closes in a week, and then we'll get all the comments, reprocess them, and put it into the final HIA. So that's our timeline. Now I'm going to back up a little bit and talk a little bit about what we did in the HIA. This is a GIS map. We worked with Garfield County GIS Department, and this is it's a little hard to read, but this is Battlement Mesa. The yellow line there is I-70. There's a sort of dark line just below it. That's the Colorado River, and the Battlement Mesa sits up on a mesa above the Colorado River. The orange is housing, and the black dots are where the proposed well pads are. Their lines indicate major haul routes and secondary roads. And it's hard to see, but there's a couple schools in there and school bus stops as well. So we really tried to put in as much information as we could. This map doesn't include pipelines. We do have another map that has pipelines included on it as well. But really to give a visualization of where the map, where the residences are and where the well pads will be in relation to it. The closest well pads are about 500 feet from residences. We did do a baseline assessment of Battlement Mesa. We started out with demographics and found out that about 20% of the people in Battlement Mesa are over the age of 65. This is differs from Colorado in general, which is about 10% over the age of 65. We also found out that almost half of the people are either under 18 or over 65. And when you think about some of the potential hazards, based on age alone, almost half of the people in the community are could be considered susceptible or more vulnerable to some of the hazards. We looked at hospital discharge data and some of the vital statistics available to us from the State Health Department, and we're able to determine that the health in Battlement Mesa at this time really is pretty good. They have same or lower rates of disease, deaths, cancers, and poor birth outcomes as comparable populations in Colorado. But the community itself, over the last several years, has felt some impacts of the gas boom. Over that time period, and from 2003 to 2008, there was an increase in violent crimes, chlamydia cases doubled, and school enrollment increased by a third. So there were some impacts to the community, and these are the sorts of things that I think the citizens were able to feel. And we also did a health risk assessment. We were able to use a lot of that data that was being gathered in Garfield County to plug it into a health risk assessment, looking at air toxics that they had been collecting the data for over several years. And the levels of benzene and carbonyls that were being seen in the ambient air were really the risk drivers that led to the conclusion that there is a potential for increased risk of acute health outcomes and cancer based on the emissions from the gas industry. Then the concerns of the stakeholders, we were able to look at eight areas of concern that the stakeholders told us that they were worried about, that we were able to identify from the previous experience in Garfield County and what we found in the health risk assessment. And from our previous literature review that we had done a couple of years earlier, looking at potential health impacts of gas development, and we identified these 8 areas of concern that natural gas development could impact, and then those things, once changed, could have an impact on health. So air quality could be impacted, water quality, traffic, noise, economic conditions, social conditions, health infrastructure, and accidents and malfunctions. So these are the kinds of things that that we found through our stakeholder process and through the work that had been done previously. We then looked at all of these areas of concern, and we did an assessment, and this was kind of the meat of the HIA, and unfortunately I didn't feel like I was going to be able to go through it line by line, but looked at things like how many people in the community had the potential to be impacted by changes in air quality, what kinds of magnitude of changes of health impacts would changes to noise or traffic or any of these health these areas of concerns have on health. What was the likelihood that a health impact could happen as a result of this particular project in this particular place? And we also looked at the direction, because not all health impacts were negative. There were potentially some positive health impacts, and so we wanted to be able to discuss those as well. So for each one of these areas of concern, we were able to give a narrative about how it could potentially impact health based on literature, based on the data that we were able to use from Garfield County's own monitoring and other information we were able to gather from other parts of the country. We then did a really simple sort of semi-qualitative, quantitative numerical system so that we could rank them and say, we think that there could be some impact to health from noise, but we really think air quality is where the money is in terms of health impact for this particular project. And we felt it was important to give that kind of information to the people who were going to be reading this report, particularly the commissioners the county commissioners who were really our audience, and we're trying to provide them with information so that they could move forward with our information and make decisions that included that responded to health. So we ranked our health impacts or our areas of concern in this way. And then we went on to say, how can the potential negative impacts be mitigated, and how can the potential positive impacts be supported? And the answers were really grouped into 3 main categories: promoting pollution prevention, protecting public safety, and addressing boomtown effects. And we were able to give pretty specific recommendations. Each one of these categories, we probably had 30 or more recommendations for some of them, on how they could address some of these potential health impacts in their permitting process. So the next steps for the HIA, like I said, it's in a public comment session right now. We expect comments from the citizens, from the state health department, and from industry, among others. We will address those in our final report. We also have another stakeholder meeting scheduled right around the time of the release of the final report, so we can address people's, we can discuss and address people's concerns about the HIA at that meeting. And then we'll also be addressing recommendations to responsible parties to hopefully help implementation of our recommendations. And then we will go back and evaluate ourselves in the HIA and hopefully be able to determine, was it a useful exercise? Was it useful to the commissioners, to the community? Were they able to incorporate some of our recommendations into their permitting process? And then finally, we are also designing an environmental and health monitoring study to be focused in Battlement Mesa so that we can take it the next step and look at how health and the environment is impacted as the development goes forward. So in conclusion, the Battlement Mesa HIA is specific to that project and at that place. But the principles of HIA could be used to look at other locales and other projects. The HIA is a tool for understanding potential health impacts before a project starts, and the goal of the HIA is to provide useful data for informed decisions so that decision makers can include health in their processes. And this was our team in the School of Public Health. We included practically the whole department and then some on this project. I'd like to be inclusive, and I really appreciate everybody's help on this project. This is my contact information, and this is Jim Rada's contact information in Garfield County, and he's just a superstar in terms of promoting health and environmental health in Garfield County. And this is the link to the HIA, but you can Google Garfield County, and it's on the front page of the county website. Thank you.
Thank you.